Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has tapped into a frequency from heaven that causes demons of depression, demons of fear, demons of worry, demons of anxiety to flee as in terror. Now, my guest is John Waller, and you're probably familiar with John because he sang and wrote the lead song for the movie Fireproof. But what you don't know about John is when he was 12 years of age, he broke up with a girlfriend, and it crushed him. And his mother and his grandmother suffered from horrific depression. I mean, your mom was in bed. You have memories of long periods of time. She was so disabled by depression.
Yeah, for days at a time, she'd be in bed and was up and down, and that was the normal in her home.
So he gets a little depressed. He breaks up with a girl, and his mother ships him off to the doctor. In 30 minutes or less, the doctor gives him a lifetime diagnosis. He has to take medicines, 4 or 5 medicines. What was the diagnosis he gave you in 30 minutes or so?
Bipolar disorder, based on family history, based on just what I told him as to how I was feeling, you know, having experienced rejection for the first time from a girl. Obviously, I was feeling a lot of natural things, but based on those feelings and family history, he was quick to diagnose me.
Okay, have a desire to write songs and worship. You're married, you're 32 years of age, and a deal, a record deal, that was gonna be a man with a big cigar was gonna make you a star, a movie star. What was his name, Colonel something or other? It didn't quite work out that way. And you went into a tailspin. You've been on medicine for most of your life now for this condition that was diagnosed. It was actually a word curse is what occurred, because his mother said when she saw him depressed, what were her exact words?
She said, "He's got it." She said it to my father, and I heard her in the other room. She said, "He's got it. I can just tell."
That curse, 20 years of medication. So, he doesn't get the deal. He goes into a tailspin. And a couple sent by God comes into his house and prays for him. What happened?
Well, I've been prayed for before, but not like this. When this couple prayed over me, they anointed me, my head with oil. They said, "We want to pray for your deliverance." And so I'd never even really heard that term before. You know, people had said they wanted to pray for my healing before, but this was a different kind of thing. It was deliverance. And when they prayed for me, I felt the power of the Holy Spirit come upon me, and I felt heat in my body. And when they were done praying, I knew something had happened. I knew something had broken. I didn't even understand what had happened, but I knew something had changed.
20 years of this addiction, and something changed. But he continued with the medication. But 5 months later, funny thing, he ran out of medication and he just didn't buy any. So what happened, John?
Well, we had moved to Colorado. You know, my band, after the record deal fell through, the band broke up. I didn't know where I was going to go with my life, but I got an opportunity to move to Colorado, and we took it, and we moved to Colorado. That's where I ran out of the medication, and I didn't tell my wife. I just stopped taking it. I weaned myself, and probably 6 months later, I just all of a sudden realized, you know what? He really did set me free. I really am healed. I really am delivered. And I turned to my wife and said, guess what? I'm delivered. She's like, what do you mean? It's like, I'm delivered from depression. I haven't taken medication in 6 months. And she was like, you know.
I think that isn't even an exaggeration of what his wife was. But listen to this. He had 5 children at the time. 1 year later, he had 9 children. Do you know what that took? It took crazy faith. And John, I want you to go to the music set, because I love this song, because there's another word for crazy faith. It's called normal, as defined by the Bible, or there's a Hebrew word I like to use, meshugana faith. John Waller, crazy faith.
Oh, God, dear, I hear you. You really want me to walk up to that mountain and tell it just to move. This is crazy, yeah. But her face in that picture, I said that's our daughter, but we can't swim this ocean. But you're telling us to move, this is crazy, yeah. Lord, this scares me, yeah. But it's gonna take crazy faith. So what if it cost everything? I'm stepping out, I'm taking the leap of crazy faith. Crazy faith. Wherever you may lead, I'll go. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow you. Lord, I'll go. It's gonna
right back to It's Supernatural.
Crazy faith.
This is music that will impart crazy faith to believe God for the impossible.
I'm taking the leap of crazy.
Call now and get John Waller's 2 audio CDs, Life is a Gift and Worship While I'm Waiting, plus his DVD worship event, Bless Us and Keep Us, recorded live at our It's Supernatural Media and Mentoring Center. 24 songs for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9213. Tens of thousands worldwide have been powerfully touched and healed through this anointed praise and worship music. Get ready to receive your healing.
So
miss out on getting John Waller's 2 audio CDs, Life is a Gift and Worship While I'm Waiting, plus his DVD worship event, Bless Us and Keep Us, recorded live at our It's Supernatural Media and Mentoring Center. 24 songs for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9213. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9213 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, John, you have 5 children. That's enough, you know? But you have this desire in your heart to adopt. And so John and his wife prayed and fasted for 7 days. And then some very supernatural things happen. He goes to a concert and he hears the name of the girl he's supposed to adopt. What happened?
Well, I did a concert in Michigan, and I was signing autographs at the table, and this little girl who had been adopted, there's a family had like 6 adopted kids, and this little girl came up to me and she asked me to sign her CD, and I did.
Yeah.
And she said her name was Anna.
Anna.
And I wrote the name on the CD, and as soon as I did, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, "That's your daughter's name." And I was like, "Is that you, Lord? Is that you speaking to me right now?" And I knew that if it really was God, he would confirm it.
What was it? The next day, your wife is doing a Bible study about Anna in the Bible. But then the thing that is so amazing to me is the dream that you had. Wow.
Yeah. I've never had supernatural prophetic dreams that I knew were actually prophetic dreams, but I went to sleep one night and I had this dream that I'm in an orphanage surrounded by all these older kids, and they're all coming up to me and meeting me, and I see this little girl out of the corner of my eye, and she's shy, she's not with the other kids, and I looked over at her and I said, "Hey, what's your name?" And she said, "My name's Anna." And I didn't think that, you know, I knew I was dreaming. And that was not surprising that she would say Anna, because that name was in my brain already. But what surprised me is what she said next, because she looked 7 years old. And I thought that was old from what we were considering adopting. I asked her how old she was, and she said, "I'm 10. And as soon as she said she was 10, I was stunned in the dream, like, 10? Where does 10 come from? And then my mom, who passed away a couple years ago, showed up in the dream. And my mom was the first one that I told about. I said, "Mom, I think I just met my daughter. Her name's Anna. She's 10 years old." And then I embraced my mom, wept, woke up crying. My wife's like, "What's going on?" I said, I think I met our daughter, and she's not Chinese. She's Eastern European.
But then, even more amazing than that, he's going to have a little trial adoption, and so he gets a picture of Anna. How did she measure up to the dream you had?
Well, you know, 2 days after the dream, we found out about this hosting program. Our friends volunteer with this hosting program called Project 143, where you can host an orphan for the summer or sometimes during winter break. And they were telling us about it, and we said, "We're interested in adoption." And I said, "Well, have you thought about hosting an orphan?" And we're like, "We didn't even know you could do that." I started saying, "Are there any little girls around the age of 10 years old?" And then I ended up getting a picture of her, and her name was spelled just like A-N-N-A, though they called her Anya, which was her nickname. And we found out that she was gonna be turning 10 years old in October. You know, and by the time we adopted her, she was 10 years old. And when I saw her picture, Sid, I knew she was the girl in my dream.
Okay, he gets the name of the girl. He gets the age of the girl. He gets the picture of the girl. And then he finds out she has 2 siblings. 3! And in fact, you just had a son by the name of Israel, 1 week old, and they're in the audience right now. Take a look. Stand up, please. Now, John, you wrote a song about orphans. If you would go to the set right now and sing this song, because this is, it's not just on orphans as you might think. Many of us have orphan spirits. Why? Because many of us were raised without fathers. Many of us were raised with fathers that were really absent. And I believe that as John sings this song, that orphan spirit, it's gonna vamoose. It's gonna be gone. Orphan.
tearful faith and little lies. As best she could, she begged the skies for a dad and a mom, a forever home, a world away down on their knees. Jesus, give us eyes to see. If you are leading us to this, then you will make a way for us. And now she's here, from halfway round the world. 'Cause Jesus hears the orphan, he is moving heaven and earth, all for one little girl. I heard Jesus calling, will you go and rescue her? All for one little girl. Little did she know, little did she know, cause Jesus hears the orphan. Father of adoption, you've adopted me. Father of compassion, here I am. Father of adoption, you've adopted me. Father of compassion, here I am.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know what is so amazing? As John and his wife are being dealt with by God to adopt a little girl in Ukraine, this little girl was praying something in Ukraine. What was she praying?
She was praying for a forever family.
I don't know about you, but God, you are amazing. God, you are amazing. And you know, when you adopt, sometimes they come with a lot of baggage. But John was taught the power of blessing his children. And what do you do with that big family of yours?
Well, all my children have come to expect one thing from me, and that is to be blessed. And they won't go to bed until I bless them at night. And what's really cool is to adopt these three children and now be able to impart that same blessing, to impart to them the equal rights as though they were a biological child.
Well, you know, there is a scripture in which Moses is instructed by God that if he would bless the children of Israel a certain way, that God's name would be inscribed on them. I believe that you can bless everyone. Some of you have never been blessed by your father. Just the way you bless your children, but sing it. Would you do that right now?
Yeah, absolutely. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and make his face to shine upon you, and raise his countenance on you, and give you peace. And may the Lord make you like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of your past and having a fruitful future.
Wow. John, when you have a concert or you share, people get set free from anxiety, depression, addiction. Tell me about someone who was set free from an addiction.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was doing an event and a guy came up to me and he said, I saw you in concert with my wife about a year ago. He said, our marriage was on the rocks. He said, I've been struggling with an addiction to pornography that I had struggled with since I was young. And he said, I had never been blessed before, not by my father or by anybody. He said, but when you sang those blessings over me that night, God set me free. My marriage is doing very well today. I'm walking in victory from this. And he said, I just wanted to thank you.
You wrote a song called I Know My God, because I have to tell you something. If you don't know your God, the devil's around there like a roaring lion, and he will feed you lies. Even after you've been physically healed, the symptoms will come back. You've got to resist the devil, and he'll flee as in terror. But you had that happen to you. Is that how you got the song, I Know My God?
You know, the enemy's always looking for an opportune time to come back. You know, if you've been set free from something, he's always going to try to come back and convince you otherwise. And he's tried to do that with me for years. I remember when we were about to adopt the kids, I was like, how in the world am I going to take care of all these children? You know, what if I lose my voice tomorrow? What if, you know, the depression comes back? And so I battled with the enemy one night, and just extreme fear came upon me. And I battled it the best way I knew how. I finally went to sleep, and I woke up the next morning with this thought in my head. You know, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know if I'll be able to sing, you know, for the rest of my life, but I do know my God. I do know that He will take care of me. I do know that He supplies all my need. I do know that He set me free. He's my deliverer. He's my healer. So I do know that.
John, if you would go to the music set right now, and that's the whole purpose of life. Do you know your God? John Waller. He knows his God. He wants you to know his God.
When it seems like I am done, when it looks like there's no way, and the lies come like a flood, oh, I know my God. So I set my eyes above, align my heart where my help comes from. I trust, 'cause I know my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know my God, and He will save. I know my God will not delay. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Remember the little orphan in Ukraine, Anna, is praying to God, I want a forever, forever family. Well, God is praying for you right now. He's saying, I have my arms open to you. I want you to be in my forever family. If you make Jesus your Messiah and Lord, believe He forgave you of your sins, rose from the dead, and ask Him to live inside of you, He will right now.
Crazy faith.
This is music that will impart crazy faith to believe God for the impossible.
I'm stepping out, I'm taking the lead.
Now and get John Waller's 2 audio CDs, Life is a Gift and Worship While I'm Waiting, plus his DVD worship event, Bless Us and Keep Us, recorded live at our It's Supernatural Media and Mentoring Center. 24 songs for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9213.
This music has a frequency under the new covenant that sets people free from fear of all kinds, from depression of all kinds, from worry of all kinds. Physical healings erupt.
Oh, where else would I go?
Tens of thousands worldwide have been powerfully touched and healed through this anointed praise and worship music. Get ready to receive your healing.
Forgive me once
I take nuggets of truth and I build music around them because music makes truth soar.
Don't miss out on getting John Waller's 2 audio CDs, Life is a Gift and Worship While I'm Waiting, plus his DVD worship event, Bless Us and Keep Us, recorded live at our It's Supernatural Media and Mentoring Center. 24 songs for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9213. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9213 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest is going to tell us about 4 supernatural events that have transpired that signify the end of the world.